And it is a Tuesday, which means we talk matters technical. And we're going to be talking about Apple's streaming service, which is coming to South Africa, along with quite a few other countries around the world, as of the 1st of November, and at a not particularly high price. When we spoke about the Apple Innovation event, where Apple introduced its new products and services, just, what was it, 10 days ago or so, we spent most of the conversation talking about the new iPhones and their pros and their cons, a little bit about the iPad, a little bit about the iWatch, and only a teensy-weensy bit about the new Apple iTV. Duncan MacLeod, founder and editor at Tech Central. What do you think of it, Duncan?
Yeah, hi, John. It's interesting. This market is getting very crowded all of a sudden. There are not just Apple, but half a dozen, especially American internet streaming companies coming onto the market. Disney's announced their plans. I see NBC today has just launched a new streaming service called Peacock. So, you know, there's literally probably a dozen of these services now available and growing by the week. Apple is certainly a well-resourced player in the markets. They've got a very powerful balance sheet to be able to fund investment in original content. And they're coming to market within a very aggressive price of just $5 a month. And we know that this product is going to be coming to South Africa as well. There's no local pricing yet, but I'd imagine it's going to be keenly priced, and I'd guess probably in the 60 rand a month price range.
It's going to take, I think, quite a lot to move people away from Netflix, which certainly in the South African context is very much the guerrilla player.
Yes, absolutely. And it's all going to come down to content. And I think if you look at the content offerings that Apple has announced during its keynote and before that, I think it's a bit thin on the ground, to be honest, at the moment. And I think that's probably why they're pricing it significantly below the cost of Netflix. There's a significant amount of original content available on Netflix, and we know Netflix spends billions of dollars a year on original content. So they're pricing it knowing that their offering at this stage in terms of the content is not as strong as Netflix's slate. But this is Apple. They have very deep pockets, and I would expect that to change in the coming years.
It's good for people who write scripts and write music and do photography on and provide props and actors and because,
yeah,
you know, if the movie, well, I don't know whether the movie industry will dwindle in response to the increasing content provision by the independent streamer providers. But, I mean, it's really good for the entertainment industry, this.
Absolutely, and the quality of television content, I found personally, has improved dramatically in recent years. I think people are watching movies a lot less, and there is more investment going into television series. And quite frankly, I think the quality of some of the television series out there today is far superior to what we're seeing on the cinema circuit. So the film industry has a real challenge on its hands. And in fact, many films are now being commissioned by these streaming providers too. Netflix is investing significant amounts of money in original movies. It'd be interesting to see some statistics, but I would imagine that the quality of the television content we're seeing coming out of Netflix and these new streaming providers is going to put a dent into the traditional cinema going experience.
If you don't like sport, Duncan, and there are many South Africans who don't particularly care to watch sport, then what's the point of having DStv Premium? Because with Showmax, with Netflix, and now with Apple streaming, boy, you're getting much more content than you could ever watch, even if you watch 24 hours a day, for significantly less, even if you put the price of all three together.
Absolutely, and I think that I think a lot of people still do have DStv because of the fact that fiber isn't available everywhere. A decent broadband connection, you can't really watch these services on a mobile connection because you're going to eat through so much data that it'll become prohibitively expensive. But I think once you've got fiber, people are making that call, and indeed, you're right. People who don't watch a lot of sport, I'm one of them, don't need DStv because, as you say, you can get just on Netflix, you can get so much content that you want to watch that you're never going to get it through at all.
And I'm not sure. I mean, I don't. I watch almost nothing other than sport these days. So I'm not quite sure what the quality of the exclusive content which MultiChoice has, whether that is still good enough to make people want to try at least and keep to keep the DStv premium service?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, certainly the SuperSport offering on MultiChoice is very good, and they invest a lot of money there. They know it's the crown jewel in their empire, and they know that without SuperSport, I think they would lose a lot of subscribers. And you know, the question's always been asked: should MultiChoice launch a separate SuperSport package that offers only sport? But they've said they've considered that, they've looked at it, and they've decided not to do it. But maybe that'll change in the future. Who knows? But at the moment, I think the competitive dynamics in the market haven't forced them into that position. But that might change in the future.
Thank you very much to Duncan McLeod, founder and editor at Tech Central.